Alleluia, Alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. As we listen to the scriptures, the different kind of readings that we have taken from the second book of Samuel in the Old Testament, and we just face all the intrigue, the deceit, the conflict, even from king to sons and other people in his court. It's a real soap opera of life. And yet underneath it all is this relationship with God, struggling in a relationship with God, trying to have faith, trying to do what is right, and yet dealing with all the difficulties of life. And and encountering in the gospel a whole different approach to God's love, a whole experience that Jesus brings to us, which is not dealing with all so much that intrigue, but healing it. This man out in the tombs, filled with the devil, with this legion of spirits that Jesus casts out. This part of Mark's gospel is called the Book of Signs. Jesus works a number of miracles, and he brings people to an awareness that something is new. He starts in very, very small ways, but constantly brings to the people the reality, and not just the people, but the apostles, that God is present in their midst. They keep saying, who can do this? We've never seen this before. What power does this man have? And Saturday, Jesus calmed the storm on the lakes, and they were amazed. And they said, we've never seen this before. What kind of person is this? And as Jesus now demonstrates his control over the devil, over this evil in the world, that he begins to move us to really trust that it is the Christ in our midst, that he is calling us to something new and to open our hearts to the gift of his love that conquers not just sickness in the world, not just those who are crippled or those who are blind or those who have leprosy, but he has come for the spiritual healing of our souls to reunite us with that power of God's love. And so we continue to listen, to see what Jesus is doing, to listen to his word, but most especially to open our hearts to the gift of his life.